episode 1018, Stay the Course.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you are off to an incredible, pleasurable start to your week. It is Motivation Inspiration Day, and maybe you're feeling a little bit down. Maybe you're just totally filled up. Wherever you are on the spectrum, we're going to fill you up even more. We're going to raise your heart rate. We are going to get the blood pumping because you are going to be filled with joy. Stay the course is what you need to do. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Now, just because things don't always go your way, surely they don't. Do they? Okay, if everything always goes your way, you need to contact me because I want to know your secret. You got to stay the course, right? When things aren't going right, you stay the course. Exceed your own expectations, digging deep to accomplish your goals. Anything worth having, it's worth fighting for, and it doesn't come easy. Life doesn't guarantee easy, but God promises all things work together for good to those who love the Lord, who have been called according to his purpose. We're reminded of that in Romans 8:28. You have a purpose. Did you wake up feeling that way? You have a purpose. And it's not just about changing dirty diapers or cleaning the kitchen and the dirty dishes or going grocery shopping. You have a bigger purpose than your day-to-day responsibilities. And a purpose only you can execute and fulfill. That should make you feel really good right now. What has been stumping you lately? What is it that you've been saying to yourself, repeating to yourself, and maybe lots of different ways? Oh, I wish I could be doing this. I don't understand. Why can't I get to the finish line? I know there's more out there for me. You have today, right now. But when you have overwhelm, all you see is missed or passed up. This is where the excuses creep in and show up. Excuses are not required for your existence. Did you ever think about that? You don't need excuses to breathe, but we all carry them with us, and we carry lots of them. Excuses don't make you wiser or stronger. They don't make you more confident, and they don't make you more amazing. They don't make you more lovable, or they don't make you unlovable. All excuses do is that they make you feel guilty, they make you feel incompetent, and they make you feel what? More of a failure. You are not a failure. Listen here. You are not a failure. Maybe you've hit a few bumps in the road, got a tire blown out, or even crashed. But life doesn't stop because you're not getting your way. Stay the course. You got to believe it. Stay the course. Opposition can present itself when you're doing what you are called to do, your purpose. Have you thought about that? You know, it's awesome when you're older and wiser and you can see back in time and you understand how things work and how they flow together. And you can see, I knew I was supposed to be there at that time. I got it. But man, when I look at it, it's like, oh my gosh, I ran into this and I had this opposition and then I had this I had to go through and I had this too. And you would have never thought that I would have made it to there. No, you would never have. But you did anyway. Stay the course. Opposition is going to be there a lot of times when you are doing what you are called to do, your purpose. Stay the course. Because when you give up, who are you giving up to? The little voice on the shoulder that, you know, whispers, you're not good enough. You tried this before and look how that turned out. Stop trying. You'll be better off. Yeah, you'll be better off when you stay the course. Now, I know you're probably saying, well, you just don't know my situation. I think God's calling me somewhere else. Okay, that's for another episode. I'm talking about right here, right now, where you know that this is where you're supposed to be. But every turn that you take, it's like, oh, brick wall, brick wall. And you're like, I'm tired. I just can't do this anymore. I have no more to give. I have no more energy. I don't even think this is really what I want to do or where I'm supposed to be headed. That's just all distractions. We're talking about right here, right now, where you just have opposition. With every turn, yes, you know you're getting smacked in the face. You know you've been told 1,000 times, no, you can't do this. This isn't going to work right now. We're not ready for this. And you're like, but this is where I'm supposed to be. I know I'm supposed to be doing this. Stay the course. Stay the course, because you see, when you stay the course, you can activate your faith. You can dig your heels in and let God work. Stay the course. Where do you need to stay the course in your life right now? Where is it? What is it that you're maybe hiding from a little bit, going, oh, it's uncomfortable. I don't like this feeling. If I keep pushing, I don't know. It just makes me kind of want to do like I got to go to the bathroom dance. You know that one, right? Where it's like, I kind of have to go, but I really don't want to. But then again, maybe I should. Yeah, you should. Stay the course. Let that voice be heard. Let that voice be shouting from your shoulder, saying, hello, here I am. I'm ready to stay the course. I'm ready to take whatever you fire at me. I can do this because I know I've got God on my side. Yes, I know opposition is going to be there. Yes, I know the enemy is going to attack, but I know I am to stay the course. When you do that, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.